And once again, welcome back to our second hour of our two-hour segment here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and it's so good to have you here on Veterans Day as we celebrate and honor those who have served in defense of our country and are still alive to talk about it. Then again, there are some questions that linger in the minds of those, especially in my era, that served during Vietnam and subsequent wars or police actions or whatever you want to call them. Everybody's got some politicized name or label for each one of these conflicts that we had. They had the movie Good Morning Vietnam and showed the politicization of that. I mean, gee, even the ones that the movie industry intended for us to just sit back and absorb and think that everything was just peachy keen over there, it wasn't. We lost over 58,000 men and women. Most of the women were in the medical corps, serving and taking care of the wounded. So this perspective about what's happening to the veterans now, we could not have a more fitting guest to appear on this show than Colonel Bart Billings, who is a military psychologist. He retired after 34 years of military service, started back in 68. He started the first U.S. annual conference on combat stress more than 25 years ago. And in all his years of practice with the military and vets diagnosed PTSD, he's never once had to prescribe a mind-altering psychiatric, psychotropic drug, whatever have you. He says the term PTSD is not a mental illness, but simply a normal reaction to an abnormal event or circumstances. Combat war, for example, that drugging our troops is not the solution. You remember the movie Jacob's Ladder? I mean, there was all sorts of weird stuff. They were testing on people. We got hit with Agent Orange and God only knows what else. So when you look at the fact now, because before we went on the air, Colonel Billings just informed me that you've got 22 veterans a day committing suicide. Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
Thank you so much for your service, by the way, on Veterans Day. We appreciate everything that you've done, and now you're standing up for our veterans that really need help. So could you explain this dilemma? What is going on with these veterans that they're being ignored and having to face this?
Well, one of the biggest problems is psychiatry in the military identified a normal reaction to being in an abnormal environment as a disorder. That's terrible. I mean, in World War II, they called it battle fatigue, which is a good description. People got tired of fighting, and they took them for rest and relaxation to kind of get their thoughts together and get back to normal, more or less, and then they send them back into combat. That was a good description, battle fatigue. They got tired. World War I, they called it shell shock. Yeah, that was an artillery war, and there was a lot of high-intensity, low-frequency vibration on the battlefield, which causes actually vibroacoustic disease. It injures the cells. If you're close enough to an explosion, you can die because it will tear up your organs internally without a mark on your outside skin. So they had the right descriptions, shell shock, yes, battle fatigue. Then they started adding the label disorder. I don't call it a PTSD. I call it PTS. If I see a D at the end of PTS, I don't see that as a disorder. I see it as that person's being drugged because somebody gave them that label so they could give them brain-altering psychiatric medications, which all have black box warnings, and the first side effect from the black box warnings, and this is determined by the FDA, is suicide. They studied them. So a lot of the suicides that you see are on brain-altering psychiatric medications. Now, I wrote a book, Invisible Scars, and I'll never forget when it first came out, I was giving a talk and doing a book signing, and an individual came up to me and he said, "It sounds like you're talking about me," when I was talking about post-traumatic stress. And he said, "Could I have a copy of the book?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And I gave him a copy of the book, and I put my card in it. I said, if you have any questions, call me. Well, 3 weeks later, he called me. I gave the talk on a Saturday. He called me 3 weeks later, and he said, I just want to tell you, I've been on psychiatric medications for 8 years, and I can't even see straight. And I had it all planned to commit suicide on Monday, 2 days after I came to your talk. I had it all planned how I was going to do it. I read the book, and I realized, wait a minute, I know where this problem is. And he's alive today. And he had 8 years prior, he had a head injury, and they gave him brain-altering, black box warning, psychiatric meds for a head injury. And they gave him a combination of them where he was having trouble just functioning because he was drugged.
Wow. And so, and this is common, isn't it?
It's quite common. If you go to the book website, which is www.bart, B-A-R-T, P like Patrick, Billings, B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S.com, click on buy book. It'll take you to Amazon and read the comments from veterans about how they're going to commit suicide. And when they realize what was going on, you know, the book saved their life. Now, in 2010, this is important. It took me 2 years to convince Congress to hold hearings on the relationship between psychiatric medication and suicide in the military. We held those hearings. They took place. I wrote my testimony in the book. One chapter is the testimony about how these brain-altering psych meds affect people and result in suicides and all kinds of strange behaviors. What has happened recently, and the book inspired a person by the name of John Spagnola, who's with DC Strategic Solutions, to help get a bill passed. It's called the John Hannon Act. It got passed. And what the VHA handbook informs consent states that veterans need to be told the side effects of any treatment that includes black box warning medications or any other treatment. And they need to be given this warning in writing and told what the alternative treatments are. So they have a choice. They have a choice, and it's in writing, and that got passed. And I feel real good about that.
Yeah, I noticed, Colonel Billings, I got an email that apparently was copied to me, and I've been sitting here thumbing through it as you've been talking about it, from John.
Yes.
And so
I sent that to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I mean, it really demonstrates the fact, folks, Colonel Billings, who is a PhD, a doctor, right? Understand this. Now, he's been studying this for a long time, and he's seen what happens when you get drugged like this. He's seen veterans on these psychotropic drugs committing suicide at the rate of 22 a day. Is this still the same number? Are we still sticking with that number today, Colonel Billings?
I believe it's in the same vicinity. They may come out with different statistics now, but it's still, I would say, between 18 and 22 a day. That's a day. That's not a year. That's a day. And could you imagine, and this has been going on for over 20 years, could you imagine if we were losing 22 people in Afghanistan, Iraq, a day, they would be marching, and it would be like Vietnam all over again. They would be marching in the streets. How come nothing is being done? Ask yourself, and I did ask myself that once, why is this still going on? The people in charge of mental health in the military and in the civilian community. Now, that person I talked to that came to my talk, he was a fireman who had a head injury. He wasn't a soldier. He was a fireman. So this has been going on in all aspects of society. And who's in charge of mental health? Who's in charge of mental health in the military and in our general society? Who? Psychiatry. Well, psychiatry has failed miserably to correct this problem. Ask yourself why. Well, and when I did research for my book, I found out that psychiatry and their fees and the pharmaceutical companies who manufacture these psychiatric meds are generating $333 billion a year dispensing brain-altering psychiatric black box warning medications.
Wow. And see, I just ran some numbers while you were talking. We're dealing with 160,600, and that's just a minimum number based on the last 20 years, 22 vets a day killing themselves. That's over 160,000, almost 161,000 veterans who served that are committing suicide. And the government is, of course, doing nothing about it because?
Well, I hate to say this.
I want to hear it.
When I ask myself the same question, I have a friend who's a Vietnam vet. He was a POW. And he is receiving well over $1,000 a month benefits from the government, all kind of disability, including Social Security, et cetera. If he committed suicide tomorrow, the government would be saving that much money. So you take an average figure and multiply it by the number of vets committed suicide 22 years, and you will see the government has been saving a lot of money by not doing anything about it. Hate to say that. Hate to say it, but it's real. I mean, I'm not making that up. It's actually happening.
Well, they saved about $193 million total by all these vets killing themselves. From what
go.
I just crunched, and that was receiving, I was being conservative at $1,200 a month.
Yeah, you were.
That's a minimum figure, folks.
Right.
So, yeah, this is, and being a vet myself, I'm kind of incensed because I did not go through, we're in a different type of a scenario being an ASA. We were not subjected to a lot of the traumas that the foot soldiers were objected to or people who were first responders at 911, and I mean, PTSs were talking about post-traumatic stress could have been caused by any number of traumatic events, which could be the death of a loved one. I mean, it could be any number of things, but
it could be an accident, it could be a surgery, it
sure.
could be anything. People have it. It's a normal reaction to an abnormal environment. I mean, I had an emergency surgery, and I have PTS, but it's not affecting my life. When it becomes a disorder, it's affecting your life. Or when you're getting brain-altering psychiatric medications where you can't even see straight and think straight, it's affecting your life. And if you get brain-altering psych medications, it's going to be hard to get out of it and live a normal life because your brain is not functioning the way it should. It's being altered.
Well, Colonel Billings, and I mean, I'm addressing you as doctor as well. Understand, folks, that there's something else going on here behind the scenes. And many of these vets, they're married and they got families and they still are coping with this post-traumatic stress and it affects the entire family, not just the vet. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
Have you had any complaints from family members about the behavior of the vet?
Well, actually, the fireman I talked about before, my wife knows his wife, and his wife told him to come to hear my talk. It was affecting their marriage, and she realized he wasn't going to be around much longer because she sensed that he was going to commit suicide. So, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it affects the family. These psychiatric medications, I developed a friendship with a former heavyweight champion of the world. He had a foot pain that could not go away. He went to Mayo Clinic, and he couldn't get rid of the pain in his foot. Well, what he did is one doctor says, I can get rid of the pain in your foot. And he said, we will prescribe antidepressants. And he said, well, I don't need antidepressants. I just have this pain in my foot that won't go away. He said, no, the antidepressants will get rid of it. This is how brain-altering these psychiatric meds are. He started taking the psychiatric meds, right? His pain went away in his foot. Powerful. It affected the brain where a pain in his foot that he couldn't get rid of through any other means went away. But what happened shortly thereafter is he was thinking about suicide. Never thought about it before. Where his son had to stay home from high school and do a suicide watch on his own father. And he became violent. He almost beat up a nephew, and they had to pull him off him. And his wife said, ever since you've been taking the psychiatric meds, the antidepressants, for your foot pain, you're a crazy man. You're not the same person. And I would rather you have foot pain than commit suicide. And he got off of them. And we did a radio show together. I had him go on the radio show. And he basically testified, yeah, I would rather have the foot pain than be the kind of person I turned into. So that's the effect these medications have. And a lot of our vets and people in general aren't only getting one psych med. They give them combinations.
Wow. And, of course, now you still are a clinical psychologist, are you not?
Yeah, I have a bunch of licenses, but that's one of them.
Yeah, but see, that and 50 cents will get you more than a cup of coffee, especially with the stats that you've been talking about here and how much research that you've done on this. 844-769-2944. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I know that there may be some vets out there that have experiences with this, what Dr. Billings is talking about. You may want to call up and plug your narrative into this equation and see if there's any way that we can help. We do have a product on the Power Mall called Lithium Orotate, which we're offering a discount on. But this is a trace mineral organic lithium paired with organic orotate, which creates a safe potential mood stabilizer and a possible healthy alternative to antidepressants, which many professionals have used naturally for many years. Lithium Balance is 100% natural and completely safe to use. Doesn't lower your energy level, has no harmful side effects. You don't have to worry about committing suicide. It won't do that. It balances the mood and provides nutrition for the brain, and it's 100% natural, safe and effective. So, you know, we do have ways of fighting this stuff other than taking the antidepressants. Now, what do you have these antidepressants that most of these vets are prescribed to by name, Dr. Billings?
There's a whole combination of them. Any medication you get, psychiatric medication, whether it's antidepressant, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic, There's a whole list of them. I list them in the back of the book, all of the different ones. But if it has a black box warning, and the FDA insists on a black box warning for these medications because they've done studies and they show that suicide is the first side effect, as well as depression, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. If it has a black box warning, be very careful, because I remember doing a talk, and I said this about black box warning, and there was a physician in the front row, a surgeon actually, and somebody in the audience asked the question, well, what does a black box warning mean? And I says, well, we have a medical doctor. We have a surgeon here in the front row. Why don't you answer him? And his response was, it means that medication could kill you. That's as simple as it gets. It can kill you. When you have the first side effect from these medications, psychiatric black box warning medications, as being suicide, that's not good.
It isn't. Well, Dr. Billings, you have two books out. One of them's on unhealthy or healthy eating. It's the psychology of how we choose to eat. The other one is Invisible Scars. I'm assuming both of those are available on Amazon.
Yeah, just go to my book website, because the book website has a lot of good information. I have a heading on the book website called Ask the Psychologist, and I've written 32 editorials that cover a lot of aspects. So that's right on the website itself. But when you go to the book website, www.bartpbillings.com, and click on Buy Book, it'll take you right to Amazon. And you can get both books. Now, the reason for the eating book was that When I wrote Invisible Scars, I talk about integrative treatment instead of drugging. And I talk about 30 different kinds of integrative treatments that are effective. And somebody said, why don't you write a book on all the integrative treatments? I said, well, that's 30 books. How about if I write one on the most important integrative treatment, which is nutrition? And that's why I wrote that book.
But, yep,
but
makes
before
sense.
I go on, I want to mention the program that basically adheres to what I wrote in the book, and I feel is probably the best or one of the best programs in the United States for veterans. It's called Warfighters Advance. That's warfightersadvance.org. And it's run by a retired Navy psychologist by the name of Mary Neal Vieten, V-I-E-T-E-N. And I've sent people there. It's a week program. There are no charges. They will pay for your flight. They will pay for your stay for a week. You will be in a program. It's changed people's lives. And the program is basically very, very similar to what I wrote in Invisible Scars.
Wow. Okay. Well, Colonel Bart Billings, we are out of time, and I appreciate you coming on the show. This is a huge issue that is still going on, veterans. BartPBillings.com is the website. That should be easy enough to remember. And if you're suffering from these maladies, have post-traumatic stress, doesn't matter whether you're a vet or not, go to that website and check out the material. Colonel Billings, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, I appreciate it. And folks, we're coming up to the break, and we're going to have some more news and some discussion. Open the phone lines, 844-769-2944. Can't believe that. 22 veterans a day committing suicide, largely due in part to taking drugs that have black box warnings. Makes you wonder about the nefarious behaviors of the elite running this government, doesn't it? Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back with our final segment of the Power Hour on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2021. This is the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. For those of you history buffs out there, it is 12:32 in the afternoon, and if you're in Central Time, many of you are masticating, hopefully at the table. Those of you school kids out there, homeschoolers, welcome to the show as well. It's amazing that a Republican furniture truck driver can beat a political hack, but it happened in New Jersey. The red wave saw Governor Phil Murphy barely hold off Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli to become the first Democrat reelected governor of the Garden State since Brendan Byrne in 1977. So you have to realize that when the people are agitated and they speak up, they are not domestic terrorists. And some of them choose to vote at the ballot box instead of with their feet and leave the state. However, I'm aware that many people in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where property taxes and prices and cost of living are high, are relocating to states that are not. In fact, AOC's own mother moved to Florida because her property taxes are way, way less than what she was paying in New York State. And you got to wonder why all of a sudden, you know, AOC, who contributes to the climate issues every time she opens her mouth with some more stupid rhetoric and comment, none of which makes sense. I don't know who's putting her in office, but somebody needs to run against this woman and take her out next year. You'd be surprised to know, and we were talking about this Pfizer vaccine and the administration's push to get everyone vaccinated, including our school-age kids, 5 to 11. At the end of the day, today, the White House is bragging that about 900,000 children, ages 5 to 11, will have received their first dose of this alleged jab. I'm not even doing it the honor of calling it a vaccine, because it's not. If you read the patent information that we have been talking about, it is available to go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO. It's there. And you can look up every single patent relative to Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's Janssen vaccine. You can look at and see what's there. So more than 900,000 doses, and some of them, we understand, the doses that the kids have been getting have been the half-adult dose instead of a kid dose. 20,000 pharmacies, clinics, and physicians' offices are administering these doses, and we don't know whether or not they're even putting them in the right place. They're supposed to be intramuscular, not intravenous, and sometimes just some of these pharmacy techs, it's like, okay, did you go to nursing school? No, didn't think so. So now, are you practicing medicine? What are you doing? The first 700,000 first shot appointments are also scheduled for the coming days. So they're literally going to be into the vaccination schedule of over a million kids, and about 28 million jabs are available in this low-dose Pfizer vaccine. the kids who get the first of two shots by the end of next week are going to be fully vaccinated by Christmas. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Santa will probably not come to your house because he's afraid you're going to turn into a super spreader. And of course you may. Unfortunately, the bigger problem is because of this supply chain issue. And of course, what are we blaming it on? What Jen Psaki says, we're blaming it on the treadmill. I mean, the jokes that are coming out of the administration, like they don't really care. And you sit there and you soak this up on TV and wonder what in the hell's going on. I mean, this is serious business, folks. The supply chain issues are caused when you upset one part of the apple cart, which is our economy. When you don't allow fuel to flow in here and make us more energy independent, it drives prices up. And then you go begging OPEC, seriously? I mean, I got to wonder how much money Hunter Biden dragged in and gave to daddy to buy favor with all of these foreign governments. To me, when you give favor to people who are avowed enemies, I mean, it's like trading with the enemy act. I mean, there's some real serious problems here. And everybody's just sitting idly by instead of calling their congressman and saying, hey, unless you do something about this, don't plan on running again in our district. We just got word this morning that the Democratic committee that is overseeing the re-election or election in Florida has decided not to, and this is what we're hearing, they are not going to put a candidate up against Governor DeSantis because to Floridians, Governor DeSantis is a hero, and they're not going to run anyone against him, so the word is out. So when the governor does the right thing, people want that governor to stay right where they are to continue to do the right thing, which is stick up for the people in the state they represent. And that means telling Joe Biden to go, you know, put it where the sun never shines. And half the time we don't know that members of Congress and the president aren't getting placebos. And we wonder about whether Governor Newsom really is suffering from something to the likes of Bell's palsy or something else. We haven't seen his face in public lately. So we're wondering whether or not one of those boosters finally got to him. You see, here's the thing about the enemy. And George Freund was talking about this in the bottom of the first half hour of the show. If the Chinese were to come in here and take us over, you really think, and this is the illusion that all of these politicians, they seem to think that Washington is just going to be left in place, that everything is going to be hunky-dory and the Chinese will be running the country. You know what? I hate to break it to you, politicians, but the Chinese are going to hunt you all down and they're going to kill you. You're going to be rounded up and maybe if you're fortunate enough, they'll have public executions in the square because this is what they'll do. You can see how they're treating the Uyghurs over in China. I mean, what makes you think they're going to treat you any different when they come over here to take over? They don't need you and your big mouth, AOC, and any of the interference that you're giving. They don't need you, and you are doing nothing but kowtowing. You leftist politicians are doing nothing but kowtowing to the Chinese and their advantage on you when they come in. If they were to come in and take control of this country, all you politicians in D.C. will be the first ones, including all the deep state minions that answer a dictate to these people, they're all going to disappear. The Chinese will make sure of it. They don't need any competition from you. They don't need you telling them about climate change. We're getting lots of reports that Asia is probably more of a criminal when it comes to affecting world climate change than it is in the United States. Yet we're the ones being punished. And people are sitting idly by going, gee, what are we going to do? Our Thanksgiving turkey's costing us $60. Should we just go out to eat? What should we do? We can't cook a turkey at home. Cost too much money. Oh, what about Christmas presents? Are we going to be able to buy Christmas presents? You know, don't believe everything you hear about the supply chain. There still are supplies out there. It's just a lot of people are starting to hoard them because of fear. This is something else the government is famous for. It's called disinformation and misinformation. They want you to be in a state of denial and confusion because if that is the case, they have complete control of your mind. And that's what this is. To quote another radio talk show host that has a slogan saying there's a war on for your mind. I happen to have been a guest on that show multiple times, and I can tell you that that's not far from the truth. There is a war on for your mind. And you have to be able to understand, especially in this Veterans Day, whether or not it's worth laying down your life for what you believe in. And if you're just going to cower when the powder blue helmets or whoever it is that happens to invade this country after the Biden administration attempts to destroy it. And again, the only way we can stop it is if you get on the phone and you call your congressperson and say, hey, if you don't see to it that this administration answers to everything next year, we're not voting you in. You better have a plan. If the Republicans get a majority in the House and Senate, the Republicans can not only impeach the president, the Republicans can impeach the vice president. They can impeach. And because who's going to be the president after Kamala Harris gets impeached? Pelosi. They can impeach her because she supported riots, and that's treasonous. So did Harris. And anybody that spoke out, that's treason and sedition against the United States because they're out destroying life, liberty, and property, and they're basically inciting people to kill cops. They want to defund the police. All of the leftist squad, frankly, can get impeached as far as I'm concerned. They should all be criminally charged because they tolerated this and they didn't stand up. So, you know, they have knowledge that this was going on. They did nothing to stop it. It's like they wanted anarchy in this country. So why are they still here? Why are they still opening their mouths like the gas bags they are and maintaining that they should have complete control of your school children to every thought process they have? And this is why you saw what you saw in Virginia and New Jersey in the past weeks. You saw all the election results. The Democrats are worried sick that there is going to be a turn of the members in Congress and they're going to go back to conservatism and put an end to this nonsense. Well, like I said, the first order of business after Election Day next year is to get rid of the entire cabinet that's in the White House right now, because these are a bunch of idiots in my book that have been given too much power. And then we need to start cleaning house in the deep state. And if, in fact, President Trump were to get into office in 24, he would do well to not allow or listen to anything that Fauci, the Dr. Mengele of America, has to say, because this man, to me, lied to President Trump. He is solely to blame for the deaths caused by remdesivir because of his connection to Gilead Science. These are the ones that make that drug, shuts down kidneys, fills up your lungs with fluid. And people buy into this garbage, especially the hospital chains. But we have to have some sort of legislation that we're not liable for the death of these people. But yet we're going to get a $39,000 bonus minimum if we can just let them die, because that's helping to curb the population. Does this sound a little too far-fetched? The Epoch Times has reported the DOJ has gone after a Houston-based company, filing a complaint against it for falsely inflating pharmaceutical ingredient prices to over 400 times the actual cost for the purposes of defrauding TRICARE, a federal health care program. According to a recent press release, the DOJ filed the complaint under the False Claims Act against Professional Compounding Centers of America, Inc., for blowing up average wholesale prices of pharma ingredients that are used in compound drugs. After purchasing ingredients from PCCA, compounding pharmacies would then submit these inflated prices for reimbursements from TRICARE. Suppliers like PCCA establish and report the AWPs for ingredients to pricing compendia used by healthcare programs like TRICARE and insurance companies. TRICARE, of course, provides insurance for active duty military personnel, military retirees, and military dependents. And here's the thing. You know, there is an alternative to people in the military who don't want to take the jab. It's called 635-2. Yes, did you know about that? Look it up. 635-2 is a little known military separation rule called inadaptability to military environment. And with it, you get an honorable discharge and benefits. So not all is lost. Getting a 635-2 is not a bad thing. It just means that you refuse to follow a command and get jabbed with something that could kill you. We don't know. People haven't started dropping dead yet. You got to wonder about these 900,000 children that may fall prey, and weeks after they've gotten the injections, by Christmas time, you may see some kids overcome with the junk that's in the jab. And it may not be a pretty picture in your household if your kid is one of those that got it. And what are you going to do about it? All of these companies operating under emergency use authorization? Yeah, they're not liable. You don't get to sue them. As much as Children's Health Defense and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and everybody's been fighting these whores out there in the pharmaceutical industry, the big problem is nothing is getting done. I mean, the courts literally would just shut you down when you try to file a lawsuit. It's going to tear into this holiday season like nobody's business. I have a distinct feeling. I hope I am wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong and none of this happens. Now, you're looking at another reason why Americans are arming themselves and stocking up on food. The apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border this last month set a new record for the month. Unpublished data obtained by Epoch Times show that Border Patrol logged in about 163,000 of arrests of illegal immigrants at the northern and southern borders, according to preliminary data that doesn't include Customs and Border Protection's Office of Field Operations. While arrests at the U.S.-Canadian border are typically less than 100 each month, the OFO has recently recorded at least 5,096 arrests per month. So they're coming across this border. The total number of apprehensions are down from the previous month. They established a new record, though, for October, easily clearing the 91,410 arrests recorded in October of 1999 and well above the figure seen during recent administrations, and that's because of the Remain in Mexico policy. People have to come into America legally, come into America the right way. And we have troops down at the border right now, in addition to Texas DPS and various other agencies and states, who are contributing to helping sustain our border, keeping illegals from coming across. Yes, they're going to get through one way or another. And the sad part about it is that some of these illegal aliens coming into this country under stealth could very well have some very nefarious and sinister intentions, with the harm of inflicting the likes of another 9/11 on this country. And who caused all of this? It happened with the stroke of a pen the day after Sleepy Joe took office. He signed 44 executive orders, mostly out of political spite. All because everybody hates Trump. I've never seen a whole group of individuals hate a person so much. And this person probably, as a businessman and a CEO, not a politician. I've never regarded President Trump as a politician. I've regarded him as an egocentric player of social media, which I wish he wouldn't have done as much of. But hey, that's my opinion. I know you probably are thinking, hey, he had every right to go on there and speak his piece. I think he gave the media way too much ammunition and too much fodder. And it doesn't really matter as far as ego goes, because the excuses I've heard, well, it takes somebody with a big ego like that to be president. Yeah, but you don't have to tell everybody what your game plan is. And I certainly, you know, I don't hold President Trump accountable for Operation Warp Speed and what he was told, because this vaccine was obviously at the ready because of all these patents. I think he was misled by Fauci, the NIH, and the CDC, and was given a bad dose of information, which he relied on. And now that if he really thought that we were in a depopulation mode, he would have put a stop to that right away. But I don't think he even knew that. I think he was led astray. And if he did know it, then it would make him just as bad as the Biden administration. Why would they be out to vaccinate so many kids? These kids are not even of childbearing age yet. And what happens if this drug, this jab, and the stuff that's in it goes right to their ovaries and their testicles and sterilizes them? That's a big if. Are you willing to risk that? Because it very well could happen, according to reports we're getting in. Look at the number of women, pregnant women, that have had miscarriages. The number of postmenopausal women that are all of a sudden getting periods. Are you not doing your research? You parents out there that think that this COVID jab is going to protect your kid, you know, you're talking about your child here, your offspring. You are the responsible party here. In Texas, by the way, if your kid goes out and toilet papers a house out of spite or out of mischief, the parents are held liable for the behavior of their kids, up to $3,000 per roll of toilet paper. Yeah, and damage. You got to love that. Most states, if you look at this stuff, you know, you talk about what the parents are liable for what their offspring do. Yeah, those laws really are in the books. I just happened to think of one of them just a second ago. This is why parents have a responsibility to take care of their young. This is why they love their kids. This is why they take such good care. But to drink the Kool-Aid and then to force their kids to drink the same Kool-Aid when the statistics show that it's highly unlikely that any of these kids are going to die from not getting the jab. But how many of the 900,000 plus, which could then be 1.6 million by the end of the month, how many of these kids are going to have an adverse event and the parents regretting it later when they have to take care of a totally disabled child, or worse, having to bury one? No parent should lose their child before they go. That's a sad state of affairs in America, folks. Just what's going on right now, because we have a narrative out there and everybody doesn't want to think. They don't want to use their logic. They just want to go on about their business and, hey, you know, if we get the jab, well, then everybody will like us. You're so worried about what everybody else thinks and not about what you think. I've been watching too many Netflix shows. Again, for you veterans out there, I've got a whole list of places here that just goes on and on and on. I would assume that this list might be published on the Power Hour's website of all the places that are offering discounts and perks and stuff for Veterans Day, which is cool. And you should understand that the Power Mall, for those of you veterans out there, you should try the lithium orotate because it is a natural formula. It's a healthy alternative in the possibilities to antidepressants, which these black box scenarios present to themselves. If we've got 22,000 veterans a day killing themselves, there is something definitely wrong. And the VA is largely in part to blame. I also hold the VA responsible for killing somebody I know in Florida. Got his second COVID jab. 4 days later, he's dead. You think about that when it's somebody close to home, somebody you know, somebody you've had an acquaintance or relationship with. And all of a sudden you find out, well, he wasn't in that great of health. Doesn't matter. The fact he got the second jab and died, you get a half dose the first time, the full dose the second time, and that's when it gets you. Now they want you to take boosters? Really? Yeah, it's more than just a needle in every arm, folks. As let's see how many people we can kill before America wakes up and realizes what's going on. That's what it looks like. It's the appearance, you see. It makes people's logic just kind of get distorted and they're in denial. Just like, wait a minute, why would the government do that? How could they go out and kill somebody like that? How could they kill me? I'm a productive citizen. I pay my taxes. Oh my goodness. You know, now they want to kill my kids too. Why would they want to do a thing like that? My poor sweet little kid. They want to stick him with a needle too. And they want to mandate it? Really? California, you won't be able to go to school in certain districts in California unless your kid's got the jab. Can't go into restaurants unless your kid's got the jab. And then how are you going to prove it? Show a vaccine card? Well, this smacks of Nazi Germany when they started rounding up the Jews, folks. And they want to make a list of all the people that own guns? They're secretly doing this. Did you know the ATF was doing this, compiling a list of all the gun owners? What do you think that's going to lead up to? According to sources that we have looked at, that this is exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany, making a list of all the gun owners, allowing them to force, you know, basically come in voluntarily and turn in their guns before they go having a door-to-door confiscation. Now, if that's what's going to end up in this scenario, good luck finding military and people to go enforce gun confiscation when the military took the same oath that I did and everybody else did and all these other veterans and people who died in service to their country. You know, this is not a healthy situation to even understand that a possibility like that could exist, but it could. It's just whether you're willing to wake up and face the reality that something nefarious may actually be going on, and to further research it so that you are fully informed so you make smart decisions as a parent, as a human being, and as an American. This is extremely important, folks, because you'll start to see more and more things unfold before the elections next year that are going to just smack of dirty pool. And it is up to you to get on that phone and contact your member in the hallowed halls of Congress before they do any more damage to this economy, to your environment, to your standard of living, to your store of living, which is the value you place in your sweat equity, your worth, and how your worth is represented. This is a sad state of affairs that we have to come to grips with before it comes to grips against us. The most important message is that on Veterans Day, we can't drive that message home any further and any deeper than we already have here, because there are a lot of things going on in America right now that just don't make sense. And we need to, as individuals, get to the bottom of this. For those of you who listen to us in the Power Hour today, God bless you and God bless the United States of America on this Veterans Day. Take care, stay safe, and we will join you tomorrow for another segment of the Power Hour.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.